Welcome to Inside Jobs, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Code 42. Code 42 is defining data security standards for the hybrid workforce. As the needs of workforces have evolved, so has Code 42's data security and insider risk management solutions. To learn more about our sponsor, visit code42.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Here with me today is Joe Payne, President and CEO at Code 42. Welcome back, Joe. So great to have you with us today.
I love doing our podcast. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, me too. So, Joe, for today, I'd love to hear from you on something that I've heard, I think you've heard it referred to as such as well, but I've heard it referred to as the great data exfiltration. So starting, I guess, a good place to start rather would be, what is this and how is it happening?
Well, really, probably everybody who's listening has probably heard of it as the Great Resignation. Actually, I think it was a term coined by the folks at the Wall Street Journal, and they're really talking about people leaving their jobs, you know, post-COVID, and how a lot of people gave thoughts to doing something different. A lot of people put job changes on hold during COVID, and there's just a lot of people, about 40% of the U.S., who say, hey, they're going to change jobs during the next quarter or two. So that's where the Great Resignation comes from. And of course, at Code 42, we watch people exfiltrate data from their companies. And what we've seen is that there's a high correlation between people leaving and people taking data. So we're calling it the Great Data Exfiltration.
Okay, I see what you did there. Okay, I like that. That makes sense. And I was thinking about the great Resignation, and I was like, oh, they sound so similar.
They are certainly related.
Okay. And so what are the, as far as data exfiltration goes, before we get into motivations and such, what are the numbers looking like? I saw a couple articles that you were quoted in, and there were some really compelling statistics that you had shared, but I'd love to hear those from you.
The numbers are pretty surprising, actually. So just this year, between April and June of 2021, so that's second quarter of 2021, there were 61% more data exposure events than the prior quarter. And also, that one quarter represented 86% of the amount of events there were all of the second half of last year. So you're just seeing a huge increase in events. And they correlate completely with this change in job situation that we've seen in the second quarter. So there is a complete correlation.
So people are leaving their jobs, they're finding new jobs or what have you, and they're taking the company's data with them. That's the great data exfiltration. So what motivates them to take this? Are they confused about who owns it? Or I'd love to hear more from you on that.
That's a great question. There is a lot of, you know, a lot of people call this space insider threat, that threats created by insiders. We call it insider risk because a lot of the activity that happens is just bad data hygiene or bad behavior by employees that are really not trying to be a threat. Mm-hmm. Having said that, when people 3 weeks before they quit load up a bunch of information, and there's a pretty good indicator that they have a motivation to take that data. You know, they might not have touched that information for weeks or months, and all of a sudden when they're leaving, they grab it. So maybe a story, let me tell you a story that we just had in the last few weeks that really brings this to life. Yeah. So we have a customer who's a specialty insurance underwriter in the financial services industry. And they were tracking all of the employees who are leaving and watching for data that they took. And they saw a software developer move source code into their own private GitHub repository. And when the insurance company went and looked at that source code, they valued that at over $5 million. And that was an employee who was going to leave in about a week after he moved that data. Mm. So you can see that is that's an enormous amount of value moving. It's interesting with engineers and there's almost every company has source code today, and source code engineers often say to us when they're caught, oh, I left my source code there. I was just taking a copy of it because, you know, I wrote it, so it's my source code. So there is, sometimes there is the misunderstanding by an employee that they don't own that source code. Now, one stat on that we found, just it blew us away, was that in Q2 of this year, source code exposure events were 3 times higher than in any prior quarter.
Oh, wow.
And they accounted for 11% of all of the events that we detected, which is an 83% increase compared to the prior 2 quarters. So what that's saying is, you know, if a lot of companies think of source code as, oh, you know, that's not easy to take and it's going to be, you know, we don't see that very often. That is rising exponentially. And it's a big deal. And as that story indicates, it can be a very, very valuable commodity for the companies.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like it's a mixture of a couple of things. But the biggest kind of flag for an enterprise from what I'm hearing from you is that someone has resigned. I mean, should that company be monitoring their activity? They should be monitoring everybody's activity anyway, but how does that work exactly with the timing of that, and what should companies do?
It's a great question, because if you're a company that waits until someone quits to start watching them, you're going to miss all the data that they took. Because our data clearly shows that people tend to take a whole bunch of data and then about a week later they quit. So it's important to have a system in place and a process in place where you're watching people all the time. And you know, that sounds scarier than it is. Really, what most of the systems like Code42 do today is we're really watching for data being moved to untrusted locations. So it's really important that a company watch for employees that are moving things to Dropbox, for example, or to their personal Gmail account, or to their private GitHub account, or to a thumb drive, places that the company doesn't have control of the data, and they're by definition untrusted. So if you wait until they quit and start watching, you've missed the action. So it's important that you're watching it at all times.
And so you brought up a couple of collaboration tools. In understanding that collaboration tools and cloud sharing and all these have really taken off with hybrid work and remote work, and there's no indication of those going away, especially as we've all adjusted and that technology continues to evolve. Have collaboration tools in the cloud made this exercise of data exfiltration easier?
Yeah, the short answer is absolutely. The great thing is these tools are really useful for all of us, and they aren't going away, and they've made us all more productive and we work better together. And so if you're using OneDrive or you're using G Drive or Box or Dropbox or Slack or Teams, all these are great tools that you should be using. And however, we need to also watch those tools, because the same tools that make it easy to collaborate with each other make it really easy to exfiltrate data. What do we mean by that? Well, you can put data in your personal OneDrive account or your personal G Drive account just as easily as you can put it into the corporate account. All of us know how to send a Gmail from our work computer, and that's the number one way people actually exfiltrate data. They just open a browser while sitting at home, upload some documents, Gmail it to themselves, and all of a sudden they have those documents forever, because as we all know, Gmail keeps everything for life. And so these tools have been fabulous in terms of making us more productive, but they've also just made it super, super easy to take data with us. And the time that people decide to take data with them is right before they leave. So that brings us full circle to this whole situation where, hey, 40 to 50% of people are going to change jobs. And that's why we're seeing this massive data exfiltration, or what we call the great data exfiltration, is happening.
Right. And I feel like I have a pretty solid understanding of how companies, you know, kind of what could happen to companies if you know, data is exfiltrated and their IP is at risk and things like that. But are the employees kind of not thinking holistically about what they're doing? Are they putting themselves at risk in some way for taking this company-owned data?
Huge risks. I think this is one of the things, you know, people say, oh, is this one of those victimless crimes that that people shouldn't be worried about? And the answer is, well, these are serious crimes. I mean, we've seen companies go out of business because someone takes their customer list or their technology and takes them to a competitor. And they are actual crimes, too. They are not simply problems, you know, that you'll have with your employer. They are crimes, and you can be, and people have been prosecuted for these kind of crimes. Now, for your average employee, I think the greatest risk for you, if you're going to take customer lists, or you're going to take source code, or you're going to take something like that, is that your current employer could discover that if they're using tools like Code 42, and they could also then notify your next employer that you did this, and if they do that, if they notify your next employer, you might find yourself without a job either from your current employer or your new employer, because once they're on notice that you've taken some data, they might be reticent to take you on as an employee. So there's real risk for employees who are taking data.
Right. Okay, thank you. That helps. That answers my question perfectly. And Joe, does data exfiltration only happen with internal employees, or are companies at risk from outsider threats as well?
Well, companies are definitely at risk from the outside. I mean, what's interesting is most of cybersecurity's budgets and efforts are focused on hackers, nation state, malware, phishing, things like that. And that represents about half the attacks, but it's got 90% of security budgets today. We at Code 42 focus on insider risk because it's really been ignored by a lot of folks. People don't want to admit that, hey, our employees are responsible for half of the breaches that happen today. And so it's been sort of the underinvested area of cybersecurity, and we're actually working really hard to change that. In fact, today, September 14th, is the first day of the Insider Risk Summit. It's a cross-industry event, like tons of vendors, tons of CISOs, all the major analyst organizations, Gartner, Forrester, Aberdeen, et cetera, are part of the Insider Risk Summit. And that is today and tomorrow, September 15th. And so if you're listening to this late in the day on the 14th, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's a full day, and there's some great speakers and CISO panels and Gartner and all kinds of stuff is happening tomorrow. But if it's the morning of the 14th, you got both days in front of you. And you just go to InsiderRiskSummit.com to sign up, and it's a free event. So it's one of those ways that we're trying to get the word out there on how to pay attention to insider risk. Now, Hillary, to come back to your question, contractors are also an area of risk. And when you think about, and that would be considered insider risk. And when you think of contractors and employees, it really highlights the problem of people not having sort of standard policies on how to deal with people, whether they're employees or contractors, when they leave a company. Mm. So 87% of organizations never even ask employees during offboarding if they've taken any data. 87%. Oh, wow. And so, we have policies and for getting people's badge back, so you can't physically get into the building. We have policies for taking your laptop so you can't connect to our network. But 87% of companies don't have policies to make sure that you didn't put something into Dropbox, or you didn't take something via Gmail, or you didn't put something in GitHub. And so that's a really easy change that needs to be made.
Absolutely. Are there any other, I guess to wrap up our episode, are there any other kind of final best practices or words of wisdom you'd want to share with companies to help protect themselves from insider risk and data exfiltration?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've learned, and you and I have talked about the three T's of a good insider risk program in past podcasts, and it's transparency, training, and technology. And today, September 14th, Code 42 is actually launching a new product line called Instructor. And Code 42 Instructor came out of customers who asked us to help them educate their employees on what kind of data are they allowed to take, what are our policies, how should they do things. And so we just made a bunch of what we call lessons, and they're all a bunch of videos that tell people what they're allowed to do when they're leaving the company, what they're allowed to do in terms of moving data around, and also what they can't do. And so you're going to see a whole new focus, I think, in the insider risk industry on educating our employees, much the same way the phishing, the anti-phishing industry has turned into a lot of education for employees, because it is employees that are creating risk. So if you're interested more in that, you can go to the Code 42 website. Otherwise, I strongly recommend the Insider Risk Summit. There should be some great content up there. And if you're listening to this a couple of days after the Insider Risk Summit, don't worry. I think they're going to record a number of the sessions and make them available for free online. So not all of them. So but go over there and check that out at InsiderRiskSummit.com.
Fantastic. Well, Joe, a pleasure as always speaking with you. And I really enjoyed this episode too. It's just so topical and it's so relevant for all of us. And I just thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the show. Really appreciate it.
I love being here and we'll see you next time.
That sounds great. Thanks, Joe. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Inside Jobs is brought to you by Code 42, who is committed to helping transform data security and bring greater awareness and solutions to the insider risk management movement. To learn more about our sponsor, Code 42, visit code42.com. And you can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.